The College Experience WAC Conference College Basketball Season Preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans-Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Yes, woo-wee. Welcome to the College Experience WAC preview, college basketball style. Yes, the Western Athletic Conference. My name is Colby Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick, and we're picking WAC college basketball. I'm still hurting. Look, we didn't have March Madness last year. I'm still hurting because of that, but I'm also hurting because, was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago that I was in Vegas with a New Mexico State moneyline play, New Mexico State representing the WAC against Auburn and Bruce Pearl, the same Auburn team that went to the Final Four. Yeah, it was 2 years ago. And New Mexico State's got one of their best players, if not their best player, at the free throw line. If he makes them, New Mexico State, essentially what happened was New Mexico State got fouled on the final shot of the game. So if New Mexico State had made their free throws, they would have won. And they were a heavy dog. Instead, their best player missed the free throws. And I'm hurt by that. But hey, New Mexico State's got that program rolling. The Aggies, Chris Jans, been there entering year four, but even prior to him, this program's been solid. And this conference has been good. I enjoy watching. It's a little spread out. It's a little random. But first off, you got some coaches that are coming back in this thing that, like, I don't know if you've noticed that Bryce Drew is the head coach of Grand Canyon now, former, where was he at? I know he played for Valparaiso, Vanderbilt. I thought he got a raw deal at Vanderbilt personally. Also Billy Gillespie, Kentucky fans will remember him. He was at A&M, but he's at Tarleton State. That's another thing, is the WAC has Tarleton State and now Dixie State, the Trailblazers there joining. Dixie State coached by John Judkins, been there since 2005. They're stepping up a conference here. And Mark Madsen, new coach of Utah Valley after Mark Pope took that BYU job. So there's other coaches I'll go through, but it's an interesting conference, spread out. I'm wondering, will anyone ever be able to test New Mexico State? We'll see. And as we do, but check out all of our college basketball previews and our college football previews. I mean, each week we're covering games. We've been handicapping college basketball and college football games for 3.5 years, every Division One game covered by us, me and my co-host. So make sure you subscribe to the College Experience, available on all platforms. We give away all of our picks for every single Division One college basketball and football game on a spreadsheet, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Check that out. And do that. And we give it away for free. We don't charge for picks. Come on now. Give away our locks where we're way over 500. So we're giving you just winners. We will win you money every year if you follow just our locks, or even if you don't want to follow them, it's good to get some insight. But anyway, breaking down this conference, there's one really good team at the top. I think most people would tell you that. And even them, they're replacing a ton. Terrell Brown gone. CJ Bobbitt gone, AJ Harris gone, Queen gone, Aruchiya gone, or however you pronounce his name. So they even might take a little bit of a step back. They got a ton of JUCOs coming in. They got an Oklahoma State transfer coming in. They got a South Florida transfer coming in. They got a Utah transfer coming in. So the question is where do we go here? First off, they do return Jabari Rice, who's a complete stud, averaged 12.8 points a game, 5 rebounds, just shy of 1 steal. Him and Evan Gilliard will make up the backcourt. The third guard is Clayton Henry. Clayton Henry hasn't played in the season, but he is a fifth-year senior, 5.4 points per game. So hopefully Clayton Henry will be able to come in and prop up. Hopefully he's got to have a better year than that, but I think he'll get that opportunity too in this wide open offense. Also, Donnie Tillman at the fourth spot, a transfer from Utah, where he averaged 10.1 points per game. So I think that's a key addition. Then last year they had Johnny McCants. He's back, fifth year senior, 9.3 points per game, 6.2 boards. That's impressive. And then that South Florida transfer, they're waiting on a waiver, but he averaged 4.7 points per game there. So that could be a key reserve, because right now the only other guy with any experience really is William McNair at 1.8 points per game. So there's a lot of JUCO transfers here. CJ Williams, Jason King, Darius Brown, and I'm sure they'll be decent because New Mexico State keeps a decent program. They're ranked a lot of times. So, and I'm sure this coach will tell you that he's glad it's a brand new year, because last year they were beat up, injuries, but they were still going to make the tournament and they were going to be a tough draw for somebody. So, we talked about New Mexico State and the fine people of Las Cruces. Let's take it to number two. I do think New Mexico State should win this conference by a few games, but I do think Bryce Drew was a great hire by Grand Canyon. Sorry, I thought they gave the axe to Dan Marley a little early. Would have gave him another year, but I like the Bryce Drew hire. And when you look at this team, there's plenty of reason to think that they could, if there's going to be one team to push New Mexico State, it would be Grand Canyon. That's another thing to actually think about here. Is Grant, right now, New Mexico State's playing all their home games in Arizona. They're not allowed to get to the state. So that, I wonder the effect that will have on the team. But looking at Grand Canyon, Javon Blackshear Jr. at the point spot, 10.7 points per game, 5.5 boards, 3.6 assists, 1.6 steals. Guy does it all. He's in the backcourt with Mikey Dixon, fifth year senior, 11.8 points per game. That backcourt's really good. You add in Oscar Fryer at the three. Now Fryer hasn't played in a year, but 7.5 points per game, 4.4 boards. Then you're bringing in a Southeast Missouri transfer and Gabe McLaughlin, 7.5 points there. That's going to be an interesting transfer to see how he pans out in this conference. Alessandro Lever though, the big man, 15.7 points per game, 6 boards per game. I'm telling you, this team has the best chance of giving New Mexico State some fits. And then you got Midgard, the transfer from Wichita State, Sean Miller Moore, transfer from Oregon State. Hopefully these guys come in, pan out. If not, another JUCO transfer, Rashad Smith. Perhaps he can make a difference here. Luis Bangai is on that bench. Bryce Okpa. Those guys have played in a Grand Canyon uniform, so perhaps they can work some magic there. But yeah, Grand Canyon, I think, and I thought Bryce Drew really got a raw deal at Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt was extremely injured. I don't think he deserved to be fired. His final year, they were just beat up. So I think they did a great hire getting Bryce Drew to come into to Phoenix, or where I think, what, Phoenix, I think. At the three spot, I am going to take a shot on, it's tough right here, because you're thinking, I'm going to take a shot on, man, I don't know. Cause they return a ton. Yeah. I'm going to go with UT Rio Grande. Yes. That's a school. Utah Valley, Rio Grande. Or no, UT, University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley. Head coach Lou Hill. Hey, you make fun of the name. I've seen them play and they've been solid over the past couple of years. They've been a solid mid-major. Point guard Javon Levy leads the way, 11.5 points per game, 8 assists per game, 2.4 steals. This is a true point guard doing it. He'll be dishing the ball to Quentin Johnson II at the two guard spot. 8 points a game a season ago. Redshirt sophomore. He needs to have a big year. Him and Chris Freeman, 6.4 points per game. And then obviously the bigs. They got a Western Kentucky transfer in Marik Nelson. They got a Stony Brook transfer in Jeff Alchier. Those guys need to step up and play big. But check this out. In overall, though, they only have one guy who's never played in a college basketball game, D1 style. And he's a JUCO transfer in Malik Lawrence Anderson. So on that bench, Sean Ray, perhaps Lawrence Anderson contributes. Maybe that Weber State Doc Nelson contributes. And Anthony Bratton and Connor Rain. So this is a deep team. That's why I think I originally think I was going to go Cal Baptist at the three spot. But when I look at the depth of UT Rio Grande, I think, hey, why not? So you know my four spot. I'm gonna go with Cal Baptist at the four spot. I think I've been kind of impressed with Cal Baptist, especially I think it was a year or two ago. They were really playing some good ball. Point guard spot, Ty Rowell, 8.1 points per game. He's gonna have to step it up. He's a senior. It's his team. Got the keys to the Cadillac here, and yeah, they're bringing in a shit ton of transfers. Hard to tell. You got a New Hampshire transfer. And Mark Carbone, he's projected to be a starter. Also Elijah Thomas, a transfer from St. Mary's. Also, Gorjak Gak, a transfer from Florida. They also have a transfer in Jermaine Miranda from Hofstra, a transfer in Reggie Barlow from TCU, and a transfer of Jordan Caruso from Incarnate Word. When you have this many transfers, it's incredibly hard for me to project where you're going to be. You could be really good. But other than that, they bring back Trey Armstrong and Reed Nottage. I don't know where they will align with all of these transfers. So, but I'll say this. I believe they've been decent. I think they're well coached by Rick Croy, who's been there year eight. This is year eight starting here. And I just think they'll fall there. So give me them at the four spot. And at the five spot, I'm going to take you to Utah Valley. Yes. I know they took a tough step. They took a tough step going from Pope to Madison, and that's not a shot at Madison. They just had everybody transfer out. But now they have a bunch of transfers coming in. Six transfers coming in. Two from BYU with Colby Leafson, Blaze Neild. I don't know how they'll turn out, but I can tell you Evan Cole, the transfer from Georgia Tech coming in. That's I think he'll be solid in this conference. Also Jordan Brinson coming in from UAB and same with Fardaz Amok, a transfer from Mercer, and then Tim Fuller, a transfer from Weber State. I think Tim Fuller, Weber State might get some immediate burn. They return Trey Woodbury though. So check us out. Out of all those guys, the only guy returning is Trey Woodbury, 7 points a game. They got a bunch of JUCO transfers coming in also. A bunch of transfers and a JUCO transfer in Awesome McCord and a few other guys here, but, Jaden McClanahan, Trey Ferrier, it's really tough to get a read on this Utah Valley team. But I do think Madison could be a solid coach. It's going to be interesting to watch him develop this squad. And I think he'll get pushed by Seattle. So at the sixth spot, I am going to go Seattle. They got killed though. Terrell Brown, obviously transferring was brutal, brutal. They lost Terrell Brown, Morgan Means, Miles Carter, Delonte Jones, Mattia DeCampo. So I expect them to take a seat back. They're counting on JUCO transfer Darian Trammell. Maybe he can be a big impact, but besides that, Riley Grigsby, Deron Henson, a transfer from Washington State, a grad transfer, and Gerard Pierre from Cal State Northridge. Those guys might be able to make something, but depth, they only have two players that have ever played in a game, Trey Hopkins and Ikanumu. So I got Seattle at that sixth spot, Seattle, the Red Hawks, and Jim Hayford entering year four. All right, I want to tell you guys that the college experience WAC preview is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Thanksgiving is about traditions, like turducken with mashed potatoes and betting on football with MyBookie's Turkey Day Free Play. MyBookie's third annual Turkey Day Free Play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. it's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on the early Thanksgiving game between the Texans and the Lions. The Turkey Day Free Play is a no-risk, all-gravy wager on the full game spread. Pick the right team and you win. But if your team gets upset and you lose, your bet up to $250 is refunded before the next game. That's pretty impressive right there. They're just giving you $250. New players will get their first deposit matched halfway all the way up to $1,000 to help even add more excitement to the greatest weekend of the year. So check that. If you put in like $500, they're going to give you $250 free dollars. So you'll be at $750. Then you can bet $250 of free money. And because if you hit, you get the reward. And if you lose, they reimburse you the $250. It's a great deal. That's right. Make your first deposit, get some extra cash you can use on parlays, teasers, and props all weekend long. Use the promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and your free bet. And the best part is that's only the beginning. MyBookie has promotions all holiday weekend long. Turkey Day Free Play is Thanksgiving Thursday. That rolls into Black Friday boosted odds and finishes the holiday strong with buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. That's why at MyBookie, they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk. All gravy, baby. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies only at mybookie.ag. All right. Where are we at here? I went through Seattle as my sixth rated team at the seventh spot. Give me, where are we going here? I think these are going to be fun to watch, you know, some whack games because it's getting these schools in here that I'll take a shot on Dixie State. I am. They only lose one guy really from a season ago. Or I guess one key loss from a season ago, but they bring back Hunter Schofield at the forward spot, almost 17 points a game, six boards, him and Dasan Youngblood, senior point guard. This team starts three seniors and they got Jacob Nichols on the bench as a junior. I like it. Now they got some transfers coming in, Mikey Frazier from Boise State. But Dixie State jumping up conferences here. I'm sorry, like divisions, not only conferences, divisions. The Dixie State Trailblazers and John Judkins. Look, if you've been coaching, this is your 16th year. I think you know a thing or two about a thing or two. And that's why I believe Dixie State, the Trailblazers, will find a way to kind of jump up and shock some people in year one in the WAC. Then at number eight, I'm going to go to another new one in Tarleton State. Yes. Tarleton State coached the Texans by Billy Gillespie, who I was mentioning prior, former A&M and Kentucky head coach. Perhaps they can get it going. Going to need some help in the guards. Hey, they have Javonte Hopkins. All right. He averaged 6.7 points per game a season ago. Maybe he can be key, but, they lost Josh Hawley, Randall Brody, and Devin Bethley. I'm sorry. Go with a four guard lineup. So they're going to need some scoring. They're counting on Montre Gibson, a JUCO transfer, and Joey Marimba as a freshman to come right in and be able to fill that up. Isaiah Range is the other guy. He's their second leading returning scorer from a season ago, 9.4 points per game. Their leading scorer from a season goes forward, Clashon Gaffney, 9.5 points a game, 6.1 boards and 1.8 blocks. So getting him and Range back huge, and Javonte Hopkins, if they can just get anyone to come in and fill in the spot. Hopefully Montre Gibson, the JUCO transfer, they got a bunch of JUCO transfers. I mean a bunch. So, it's going to be interesting to see how they got a couple waivers they're waiting on for some transfers from Prairie View and Troy and Jonathan Jackson and Taj Small. So after that, they got a lot of, I mean, they're bringing in like three JUCO transfers, four JUCO, I mean, a couple of regular transfers and six freshmen. It's going to be tough to see, but I mean, it's going to be not tough to see. It's going to be interesting to see. Because it's hard to gauge where you're at with all these guys. I've talked about this on other episodes. When you get to a team that has basically their whole roster as transfers or JUCO transfers, it's like, okay. I mean, look, I could read about them, but without really checking out stuff, I don't know what else to tell you. But I'll tell you this, the college experience is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on the Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's NBA, PGA, MLB, esports, choose 5 of the available 10 player props to build your lineup. Each prop has an assigned fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit. Hit the most props, rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. So use the promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit. And that thing has a 4x rollover. Download Thrive Fantasy on the App Store or Google Play Store or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. And don't forget the promo code SGP. All right, one more thing. We got to get to the rest of the WAC, but I also want to tell you that the College Experience WAC preview is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They have top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today, and Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. All right. End of the line here, I think. End of the line. I've talked about almost everybody. And this team has made me a lot of money because fading this team has been gold in the WAC over the past few years, but they didn't have that many scholarships. I got to think that they're going to close the door on some of those covers because now they actually have experience. And I'm talking about Chicago State. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to watch this team. It's tough to be in this conference and be this far away from everywhere else. I'll say that from the start, but Xavier Johnson, 15.4 points per game, him and Andrew Lewis are back 12.2 points per game at the guards. Isaiah Lewis being the other guard penciled him to be a starter at 9.3 points per game. That's all impressive. Then you got Kasan Davis forward, 7.2 points per game, redshirt senior with Solomon Hunt at 6 points a game. They got three guys on the bench that played big minutes led by Rajir Jones, Carlo Marble and Khalil Whitehead. If you add in now a couple of JUCO transfers, which they're doing with Jordan Pilanese, Lavelle Ziegler, and Eris Monte Bonds and Isaiah Simpson, perhaps they got some stuff going here. I mean, this was the worst program a couple years ago. But Lance Irvin, perhaps, is the man to clean it all up. Going to be interesting to watch this year because a couple years ago they didn't have enough scholarships. They were just putting players out there, people like me and you, and they were getting killed by everybody. But I think Chicago State might be the team to come up. I mean, I still haven't projected last, but they're not going to be losing by 80 anymore. I don't think we'll find out with the Cougars of Chicago State. And that is my WAC preview, guys. Like I said, we are the College Experience. We're available on all platforms. Listen to podcasts. We handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Been over 500 every year doing it. And all of our locks have been way over 500. So check those out, man. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks. All I want to charge you on is your kindness. It's COVID. People are stuck in their house. I think the least you can do if you enjoy this show is get over to iTunes and give us a 5-star review with some comments, you know, talking good about us, because oftentimes sponsors look at the comments and they say, hey, seems like people like these idiots. Let's give them some money and you get more episodes. Voila. I say idiots because I'm also joined by my co-host Patty C and NC Nick. So give them a follow, and I'll shout out their Twitters in a minute here. But I'll tell you what though, if you can do that with your kindness and give us a 5-star review, take a screenshot, tag me at the Colby D, and I'll enter you in a raffle to get a College Experience T-shirt. But check us out: the raffle is a jaded game. It's like David Stern's lottery. You're gonna win a free T-shirt. It just might not be this week. It might be next week. All right. So do that. Tag me at the Colby D. That's COLBYD. The COLBYD. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty C831. NC Nick is on Twitter at NC_NICK. Come play DFS with us. Come play some DraftKings college basketball with us. We're having fun with it. also some DraftKings college football. We do a show, me and NC Nick, on this same network. So check out that. He also writes a lot of great articles at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Give them all a follow. We are with the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're on Twitter at DSGP Network. Give them a follow. And yes, this is the College Experience WAC preview. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.